Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, and welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show. I am Janice, and I want to say welcome to all of you who are tuned in, who taking me time over to chill and learn and grow within. This topic is very dear to me because I think that we can't survive properly without this connection. We're going to talk about the body, mind, and soul connection tonight. And a lot of people have been asking me to, because I said last week that I was going to make this as into a series because it is so vital to our well-being, this connection that I can't just do one show on it. I have to do a little series. We're going to talk about the health, you know, the health realm of the body, mind, and soul connection, the spiritual realm, every way, in every aspect of our lives, it is vital. Okay? These days, we keep hearing words like vitality, regeneration, you know, holistic health, anti-aging, preventative medicine, alternative care. We keep hearing all of these terms, you know, because millions of us are seeking to maintain our health. And more we find ourselves focusing on staying vital and disease-free. And above all, we all desire to live a quality of life as long as we possibly can. And that is all good. It's all good in the quest for better health and longevity. It is all good. You know, it is so important these days that many stay on the hunt for the latest, you know, methodologies in healing, the latest treatments available, you know, exotic herbs and supplements, and, you know, some attend yoga classes, and, you know, you start getting more aware and watch your food intake and, you know, make sure it is helping your body. And yes, all of these things are vitally important and they contribute a great deal to wellness. But another important contributor to health, it lies in the mind, body, and soul connection too. Because this lies, it brings out and let you be more aware of the internal powers you have within you to heal yourself. Yes, it takes focus, it takes commitment, it takes belief to get it done, to accumulate the energy you need to take a mind, body, and soul approach to wellness, you know, and not just what the doctors prescribe to you. And you need all of this commitment, belief, and focus from the moment you bring the thought into your mind. You need the focus, you need the belief, and you need the commitment to the moment it becomes reality. So it stays there, okay? And I just want us to ask ourselves a very simple but important question, you know? How much energy do we drain allowing ourselves to experience stress-producing thoughts and feelings versus how much do we accumulate from maintaining a positive emotional perspective and acting on your insights? You know, ask yourself this question. When we focus on negative stuff, it drains our energy. It, you know, it makes us feel like we can't operate because of energy. But when we think about positive things happening in our lives, and when we get the guidance that we need, we act on it, and then we see more things happening, then you feel more prone to move forward. So instead of telling yourself all the negativity of what is going on, the one way I find that you always find the positive is being grateful. You know, being grateful is a big, 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 big deal. All right? What we need to do, what we need to do is to engage with our intelligence and our integrity by making mental and emotional choices that revitalize and renew us, right? Instead of just giving into when something happened in your life, you know, you're just giving to the usual automatic response, maybe to worry or to freak out, you know, to deal with life. And what you do when you do this is build internal energy reserves needed for self-healing and so much more in your life. You know, studies show that the mind is a master controller in the human system. And it really is. Everything is a mind thing. Okay, and the more you train your mind, is the better. We've trained our minds to believe the worst and to expect, you know, all kind of tribulation, and that is what comes. But if we train our mind to heal and to protect our perspectives on what we can have in life, it can go one way or the other. The mind can destroy you or it can enhance your life. You choose what you want to feed it. You know, studies show that the human mind is a master controller in the human system. It's capable of sending power, healing, you know, a healing command through the entire body. If you tell yourself, if you have an illness and you see somebody suffer through the same illness, that does not mean that you're going to go through the same thing. But if you keep telling yourself that this is what you're going to go through, the mind is going to understand what you're saying and prepare it like that. But if you tell your mind that you're going to be healed and you're healed, and you tell your mind that the tissues need to be healed, it can do that too. Okay, it can tear you down or it can heal you. And another thing in healing, when we say healing, you know, it's not always a cure that happened. Healing can happen in your mind where you accept what you have and it don't control you anymore. Okay? Just to let you know, these signals from the mind have a dynamic effect on your nervous, your hormonal, and your immune systems. And they also influence your brain function. Okay? And it has the ability to improve your cardiovascular diseases, your hypertension, your diabetes, psychological problems, and so much more that I can't get into every one of them since I have so much to cover tonight. But guys, remember to always continue your research, okay? And I want your opinion of the body, mind, and soul connect. Have you reached this stage in your life yet where you're trying to seek it and how you find that balance? Share with us your comments, please. 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you tonight. I know it's Halloween and I don't celebrate Halloween. I'm sorry. I'm Jamaican and this was never a part of our culture. So I just stay true to what I know. Okay? So what do you think? Have you ever had an experience where your mind has helped to heal you? Have you ever been there? If so, call and share your story with me. please keep my company tonight. Would love to hear from you guys. Okay, I see you guys logged on through Facebook. Tom, how you doing? Thank you for being here with us. Georgette, thank you for being here with us. Thank you. Would love to hear from you tonight. Yes, would really love to hear from you guys. Really, really, really would. So hook up with me, please. All right. So let me just play one song. I wanted to start this show with one song because it's The Man in the Mirror. And I just want you to know that it starts with us, within ourselves. It starts within us. So take a look in the mirror and make a change. Here we go.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw a disregard, a broken bottle top, and one man's soul.
Body and soul connection. This is actually an introduction into the series because we're so much more than we appear to be, you know. But usually we base our perception of ourselves on what we see in the mirror because this is how we were taught. And this physical perception is reinforced by our society, our schools, our religions, our parents, our grandmother, you know. We take on the views that society expects expect from us, have given us, and we didn't try to figure out anything for ourselves. We took on their truths and what they wanted us to be. And sir, it was not talked about the mind, body, and soul connection in any way, shape, or form. And the mind, body, and soul are various components of yourself, right? And they're all connected. We try to think that because we use them at different times in our lives, but it's all interconnected. The energy that flows through your physical body, your thoughts that circulate in your mind and the emotions that you feel are all intertwined and connected, and they all influence each other. And you don't maybe need me to convince you of this. You know, I'm sure you can already be aware of how your emotions can affect your energy levels. You know, like what I was talking about earlier on. How different senses in your life, you may not feel, if you're going through a broken heart, your energy level is very low. But if you're going through things that are making you happy and your spirit happy, your energy level is pretty high. Okay? You know, sometimes you can see how a physical illness can be brought on by stress, you know? Likewise, your openness to the spiritual dimension of life can be stifled by negative thinking, and the life force that flows through your nervous system can be either helped or hindered by a state of mind. Okay, your state of mind is very powerful, and you have to train your mind to be in a state that works for you properly. You know, I began my journey down this road when my mother died, and I decided that I wanted a brand new chapter in my life at that time. And I began my holistic training at that time. And, you know, delving into the holistic realm brought me to many points of interest. You know, I started checking out my psychic, waking up and being more aware of my psychic abilities as a spiritual being, which we all have. Yes, they make it look like it's only special people have it, but we all have it. Because if we're spiritual people, don't you think that we need spiritual tools in our life to help us along? If we're not our body, but our body have the five senses we need to make it through this world, what much less our spirit must have tools to help it. Okay? And, you know, I started doing all of that and doing all kind of different stuff. I did Reiki, I learned Reiki, I got my first attunement, you know, and I quickly became absorbed in learning everything I could, herbal medicines and flower essences and essential oils and all kind of different aspects. It brought me to a world that I loved. You know, I devoured the information. You should see my bookcases now, full of books out there, you know? Everything amazed me to understand how everything happens so much on an energetic level, you know? And there's truly no separation between your thoughts, your emotion, and your physical bodies. There's no separation. And add that to the mix, your spirit. And you've got the whole human being as we were created. Right? But here's the interesting part. Because for so long, we were trained to view the mind, body, spirit separately on an energetic level. What happened is that we start living that way. We learn how to function separately. You know, even now, as I said all the while, most people in the general population are cut off from their bodies. Right, really unaware of what's going on in there. And even those who are, you know, say they are awakening and aware, you know, they still have this disconnect. And it's through no fault of anybody's. This is because we live by the rules of society. The walls went up hundreds of years ago. This is when our consciousness learned to be divided. And it became the norm. You know, you learn through adaptation, and adaptation becomes normal. And it's not a healthy thing either to become normal, but it did become normal as a lot of different things happening in this world today. You know, we just accept it as the norm. Why we do that? That's what I want to know. Because as a result, we miss the cues that our bodies give to us. And sometimes we sense these signals as, you know, you may feel tired one day, real fatigued or upset stomach or your back pains, and oftentimes they are so very, you know, disconnected that we miss these flashing red lights. And this information, it stays buried because we just stay unaware, and then something terrible happens down the road. And then you learn that you're seriously ill, you know, because you're not receiving the warning signals, or maybe you're receiving them and you're not paying attention. You're ignoring them. Or sometimes you pay attention, but you don't know what step to take next. You don't know what to do, especially if you don't have all you need to look after the issue. You know, and this is especially true as much illness is caused by chronic stress. And we may not have the ability to comprehend, you know, why it happened to us, what the underlying thought, patterns, and beliefs that this stem from. You know, and therefore you don't know how to change. Because without an awareness of the thoughts and the beliefs that drive your behavior, you can't change. You have to come aware of it. Okay? So what I want, and this is what I've been finding is happening, is that we're moving into a shift, into an energy in our planet, which is breaking up these old patterns of separating and splitting the mind, body, and soul with the spirit. They're coming back together. And what this means is that a lot of people are getting ill or you know, just feeling like crap, even if they're not ill, you know, because the body, mind, and soul is fusing back together. And you become very sensitive to every energetic bump out there. You feel fatigued and not well. And this is because of the first time for many, they are receiving this information about what is going on within us and also in our environment. You know, and those of us who are very sensitive to energetic energy, energy of people and environments out there, you know, you always had these pathways open. You actually feel everything, and we don't handle bad situations very well, you know, poisonous situations, poisons, you know, when you're in poisonous company, you know, even when you take pharmaceutical medicine, it don't agree with you, is because there's a lot of poisons in it, you know, and we react, and sometimes react strongly, okay? We can't help it. You know, sometimes having a troubling thought, which leads to a painful emotion, and then we feel it in our body, okay? And it is not fun because it's teaching us to live consciously, to be awake and aware and to be mindful. And when we don't have this feedback loop functioning in our lives, we have little incentive to clean up our acts. And we need to often check ourselves. You ever hear the saying, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself? You know, you have to check yourself periodically in this life, that because that is the only way growth happens in your life. That is when you fix yourself and you fix your life in the way that it functions best for you. Okay? And some people don't clean up their acts because you ever see how the wickedest and nastiest people in the life are the ones that function just fine. And they live on and on and on and not, never change for them. They're still wicked. But we move this new energy that I spoke about, you know, this will no longer be possible. Because, like, for example, someone is behaving heartlessly. Sometimes what is going to happen, instead of them don't get no conviction about their behaving bad, they're going to start getting a conviction, like their heart going to talk to them, okay? And many who are physically hardy in the past and could go on, you know, go through hell and high water and still feel fine, they're having a different experience too. Their body is finally speaking to them. They get ill, or maybe they just get fatigued. Suddenly they no longer feel in control of their physical being. And then they start thinking that their body is failing them. But what is actually happening is that they are becoming integrated with themselves. The body of consciousness is no longer split into the mind, body, our spirit is one, okay? And the early stages of this awakening is the most challenging because you're just starting it and it is strange. And if you are going through this, just know that it is a part of the process of the awakening, okay? In the past, awakening happened at a spiritual level. And only some of it filtered into the mental. And that is why, that is another imbalance. Some people want to be as spiritual as ever, and they don't pay attention to their mentals. They don't pay attention to their emotions. They don't pay attention to their physical body. But because they think they're so spiritual, they're all, you know, say, but you need to look at, you need to balance all the aspects together. Needs to be balanced. All right. You know, I spend a lot of time explaining this kind of process to my listeners, who often feel like their life has become like a disaster movie. Sometimes life can feel like that. It can. And understanding this process gives us the awareness to move through it with a little bit more grace and a realization that, yeah, this is not comfortable right now, but ultimately it will be for the good of me. Because as we awaken spiritually, our physicality is also being completely upgraded to our minds as well. And of course, our emotions are changing too. And sometimes this is such a dramatic process, you know, that we get shut down for long periods of time and we can't do much of anything. And this usually comes from, you know, either an accident or an illness or the loss of a loved one or some mysterious something that overtakes us and we can't figure it out. We lose our bearings and we feel disoriented and we wonder what has happened. What has happened is that you're on the front lines of going through this recreation of what it means to be human. You have to reach every aspect of you. Sometimes disappointment can affect every aspect of you. It break you open and break you, make the light comes in. Okay? So what do we mean by the body, mind, and soul connection? You know, it has been something of a cliche these days, everywhere you hear it, you know. But what is the body? What is the mind? What is the soul? What is the spirit? And if we're not careful with ourselves, each of these words can be used so idle that the real wonder of each aspect of you is ignored and neglected. So let me just bring to you a little refresher and a deeper understanding of each component of our totality. This is the introduction to the body, mind, and soul connection. And if you guys have anything to share with me about this topic tonight, anything at all, it would be so pleasing to me. Would love to hear from you. 646-595-3197. 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you tonight. 646-595-3197. Yeah, I know you like to text. I know texting is the way the norm these days, but I still like to hear from you guys. Always still like to hear from you. Okay? Yes, Michael, it would be great to hear your voice. Come on. Yes, where was I? We need a fresher, deeper understanding of each component of who we are in totality. So we can awaken from the trance of being ordinary, this unenlightened consciousness. We need to come out of it. Okay? So let's start with this aspect of ourselves we call the body. The most commonly understood body is in the physical form. Okay? It is the way we see our body in its human form, made of flesh and blood with bones and muscles and organs and skin. And the physical body is a material presence. It's tangible. Okay? That provides us with the ability to use our senses of touch, see, smell, and hearing, and taste. And this is also a body that grows and changes in shape. Okay? and is capable of experiencing pain and injuries and joy. Okay? We can wash it or brush its teeth. But other than that, it is a great thing, because this body that we can do so much, it started out from a single egg. Okay? We do so much with it that it grew into so much. You know? Yes, Michael, yes. We really can do all of that with our bodies. Yes, our body is really quite amazing. You eat and then you release what you don't want or you don't need. All of that is let go, and what you need is kept. It's a very intelligent being. Is that true? Okay. Yeah. But from a more up close biological viewpoint, the body is this really marvelous, exquisite organ system, you know, which it operates relatively smooth. And to me, it's a miracle. This body, it does a lot. This really small egg unfolded in 10,000 generations of genetic memory, okay? And this little elk multiplied into various kinds of cells, such as muscles, cells, nerve cells, blood cells, and all of those cells, okay? That is really a miracle in its own self. Okay, it has oxygenating tissues in your body. It grow hair, it digests food. You can relieve it sexually if you want to. You can eat food to satisfy it, you know. It's a wonderful thing. Don't just call your body a body. It's a great miracle right there we have. And now we can go to that part of us that's the mind. The mental body encompasses our mind and our thought processes. It is that part of our body which deals with reason and logic and perception. And all thoughts, beliefs, and your mental capabilities are controlled by your mind or your mental body. Okay? From the most basic concepts to advanced theories and secrets of the universe, the mental body has power over it all. That's what I tell you this earlier in the show. This mind is very powerful. So don't limit your mind. Don't limit your mind. Welcome, guests 1312. Right? How you doing? Would you like to give me a call? 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you tonight. And you can share your ideas with me about the mind, body, and soul connection. Would really love to hear you guys' viewpoints on it. You know, our mental body allows us to perceive the world in a particular manner that governs our thoughts. Regarded everything we experience in our lives, you know, associated with the mind are some rather wondrous sit-down dogs, these extraordinary powers of consciousness that most of us just take for granted. Okay, for instance, you know, that scientists are unable to satisfactorily account for the subjective phenomenal experience. They call this a phenomenal experience of seeing color and hearing sound and music. That is a that they don't understand how we can do that. Okay, and they don't understand how we feel emotional states such as love and happiness and sadness. They can't figure it out. The bottom line is that almost nothing is known about how our brain produces consciousness. Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't you say that is amazing? Now, there's a higher mind, or what might be called a psychic soul. Some of this entails simply going more deep into aspects of certain normal mind functions, going in a deeper level, you know, such as delving so deeply into memories that you can get this with the aid of hypnosis or without. You can tap into your full-blown past life. You can do that. Okay? Or else going so deeply with a certain kind of creative visualization, which people call creative channeling too. And that one begins to access information from paranormal sources. Okay, and this has been termed ESP, which means extrasensory perception. This is, we all have this, okay? This, and we can all do this remote viewing, which means seeing distant places without the use of your actual eyes. Okay, you can do telepathy, which is clairvoyance or precognition, which is knowing aspects of the future, or retrocognition, which is knowing aspects of the past. And at this higher mind or psychic level, it becomes obvious that we are more than just a distinct, discrete body mind. We are souls, we are soul personalities that evidently don't die and can have the access to states of consciousness. Okay? And in talking about the mind and the body, we're talking about aspects of our lives that are tangible. The soul is invisible. The intangible part of our lives that connects us to something bigger than just what we see in the mirror. Okay? It is a part that joins our intellect to a greater collective intellect that connects everyone and everything. Okay? As souls, we're capable of a much wider array of experiences. And when we're identified merely with a body and lower mental aspects of living, okay, we can associate with multiple levels of conversation when we take ourselves out of that realm. Okay? Beyond the dynamics and manifestation of mind, body, and soul is, or you have an open awareness. And if we are to use the word carefully, we can say that the spirit is a domain of authentic spirituality. Beyond mind and magic, beyond space and time, beyond energies, no matter how subtle, celestial or heavenly. Okay? The spirit is none other to me than God itself. Because when it said we were all made in the image of God. God is a spirit, right? And when we disrupt that energy field and disrupting it, I mean by putting violence to yourself, such as, and you can do that by repeating negative thoughts about yourself, okay? Or even to others, violence to others through anger and jealousy is equivalent of putting a drop of poison into that web. And this web of energy is connected to our mind and body. And eventually the toxins that you keep putting in there can manifest as depression or as physical conditions too. Okay? And you don't have to cultivate your mind, body, and soul connection because it's already there. And whether you believed it or not, it is already there. Okay, now you can direct that connection to deliberately benefit you rather just being in the mercy of random events. You can learn the tool about the tools that you need to maneuver this life, and stay tuned for the rest of the series on this show because it's going to be eye-opening. And unless you absolutely have no complaints in your life, you need to focus on your mind, body, and soul connection to maximize the good in your life. You know, you may be thinking that your problems are coming from your job or your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your kids or your health. But these are just all projections of your life. That's showing you the current state of your body, mind, and soul connection. You know, my favorite technique for boosting the body, mind, and soul connection is to force myself to complain less. In other words, try to be more grateful for your life. We all have want things. And we all have things that happen to us that we don't want, that we want to change. And we feel like we are justified to complain about it. You know, but this particular habit, that what I spoke about earlier in the show, it drains you. It drains you of your energy and it weakens your ability to strengthen the body, mind, and soul connection. Instead of ending a thought with a complaint, you know, just find one thing to be grateful for. Okay? Even if you're in a situation you don't like, you can find a way. You know, let me just say this. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation that you don't like. And the way to get out of it is up to you. And the way that you choose to get out of it is up to you. Right? And you can always use this situation of what you don't like to enhance you. Because then you're going to learn a new way, something new to get out of it. We can spread our joy with them. Bottom line, if we want true joy, we need to connect spiritually. To be aware of little quiet things, you need to be quiet inside. You know, a high degree of alertness, you need that to be quiet. Be still. Look, listen, be present. Be present, be aware, be mindful, and connect the dots. You know, there's a saying that goes, a one's destination is never a place, but a new way of seeing things. You know, dots are experiences you have throughout your life. Dots are the experiences that are raw materials you use to connect. Remember when you used to play that game, connect the dots, and it used to form the shape? Well, use experiences to connect the dots to say what is could be your soul's purpose, what could be your desires. You know, connect the dots. A wide range of experience help you to broaden your perspective. So you should have many different experiences to keep a healthy set of dots. The more variety of experience you have, the better connections you can make. And collecting the same dots don't help you make new connections. It keeps you trapped. That's what it does. It keeps you trapped. Don't trap yourself. Having the same experiences make your mind pace back and forth like a tiger in a cage, and the tiger paces back and forth on this experience, and you know, is a primal urge to break free. Let me just play another song for you guys. I'ma play You Gotta Be Brave. Yes, guys, just be brave. As long as we are brave in this life to our authenticity, we can make it, okay? We spend so much of our lives chasing singular goals that it's easy for us to forget the power of the synergy, which is that mysterious dynamic whereby a bunch of factors come together to create a result far greater than the sum of their parts, okay? One place I often witness synergy is in people's career pursuits. It's fun to see someone who has gone to engineering school. Just check it out. See if this has happened to you. You go to school for some kind of reason, and then you take up a career in something else, and then you discover a passion for some random thing. Has that ever happened? And then you find a way to combine all of those interests and skills into a career where you find every one of them can be used in that career. You know, it is right there. Just check it out. I'm sure it has happened in your life once or twice before. Okay? In many cases, such synergies also benefit other people. Because I know this lawyer in the United States, but he wound up living in Spain for quite a few years. And perhaps, you know, yes, it must have developed a nice fluency in the language and had an interest in national relations during that time. So think about how much additional value this lawyer could bring into a career into international law or a bilingual speaker serving Spanish-speaking people in the United States. It can happen. It has happened many times over and over for different people. Okay, whatever individuals bring together on a unique mix of intellectual, emotional, creative, social, and spiritual resources, and find ways for those resources to enhance and help each other grow, you know, it would be great. But this kind of synergy don't always happen. You know, you see a lot of people going around over and over trying to find who they are in life. They don't find out, they don't connect the dots, they don't find out who, you know, what their purpose is in life. They don't find it out yet. Some people will never find it. Okay? And I think this happened because they failed to connect the dots of their own authentic passions and the natural strengths they have and connect to the life experiences that they go through. Okay? Observing our past and current experience and looking for patterns, it will help you find out who you are. And you might start with questions like these. You know, what have been the most influential experience of your life? What are your natural skills, talents, and fascinations? What educational or professional backgrounds can you draw on? You know, what instincts have you allowed to happen that pay off for you in the past? Okay, think about all of these things. It will help you. And next week, we're going to definitely dig down in what the body, mind, and soul connection. We're going to talk about tools that we use within everyday life to let us, you know, be more aware of how connected we are We are multidimensional people. And we need to understand that and understand how powerful we are. Okay, we have to learn and understand. And this is my mission, for us to understand that we are powerful people. We don't have to take what is being given to us. Find the power within. It will only help you. And as you begin to look at these and other factors, you know, in your life, what qualifies as fun for you? Even if it feel like work for others, what is fun for you? And you'll start to see the series of dots that define who you are and how you are naturally wired up. You know, you see ways some dots already connect, and you'll probably begin to see opportunities and connect more of them to more powerfully affect your life. Okay? What these dot connecting opportunities often reveal is a life quietly developing for years. You will see it. You just haven't bothered to notice them. That's why you haven't seen it yet, or allowed yourself to step far enough back from the demands of your daily life to fully appreciate the powerfulness of your dots and your life experiences. Put them together. Because when you start doing things that nurture your spirit, that is when you start finding comfort in living, nurturing your spirit, because we are all spiritual people. So if you haven't considered questions like these in your own life lately, you know, take some time to do so, because the picture that forms when you start drawing your lines between your own life dots will soon become a map for future you that you want to live for and make it happen for you and for your purpose in life. All right? So, guys, next week, we're going to continue on the same topic. We're going to talk about the tools that can bring your body, mind, and soul connection together in real. All right? So I want to thank you guys again for being here with me tonight on Blog Talk Radio. Chilling out with me on our me time. I hope this hour was good for you as it was good for me. Although nobody called again, everybody texting and talking. What happened? The new world has come true now. Nobody want to talk? That's all right. As long as I know you're here with me, that makes it better. So anyway, guys, I love you guys, and I'm going to close off with Everybody Got a Purpose in Life. Here we go.
That's it.
A purpose, yeah. I sing. Everyone's got a purpose in life. Jah made us good, and He made us right. And now we all open our eyes. Like fire said, start to realize. Babylon is feeding us. community, keep us alive. With just in our life, all can be right. We gotta stay focused and stay on this path. And keep your love always in us. Everyone got a purpose in life. Gotta choose to do the right. Sometimes we fuss and fight, and I know that's not right.
Some of them been dreaming them life of faith, realize that they here to stay, healing the kings of kings right away.
Be free, don't worry about the trouble. Be free, sadness or your struggles. Be free. Forget your enemies. Be free. And be free. And don't worry about no troubles. Be free. Regardless of your struggles. Be free. Forget your enemies. Be free. And be free. So when your troubles and your troubles. Be free. Just put yourself.
Everybody wants to be forgiven.